Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's start off with the news. The first, just a little brief news coming later this year, the tsunami will be the 4-part miniseries Uzumaki, based off the Yuji Ito manga. So if you're ready for some horror.
Ooh. Spicy.
All right, now let's get to the previews, but to a deep dive. Dragon Ball Super. Surpass even a god. The year of sacrifice, right? I'm Gemini, the best defense. I'm Dr. Stone. I'm Dr. Stone, killing a disco hero. On Fire Force, the spark of promise. On Food Wars, a big no soma. The breading that should be keeping the mountains. On Black Clover. Together in the bath. On Boruto, Naruto Next Generation, yo, suppress the night strategy. On Naruto Shippuden, the command of the unit is in hot water, but they engage the reanimated Kakeki, Genkai, Tsunami, which includes Zabuza, Momichi, and Haku. Luckily, Kakashi can even arrive in time to the system. When the origin isn't the red gemmet. Challenge that. The extravagance of the Ultimate Ishikawa was a good feast. And by Hero Academia, plus 1A, it's passed the exam. That's your time. If you want to speak, you got the rest.
Oh, lovely. And unfortunately, I don't have a computer with me, but I'll ad-lib something. Last night, AEW did their latest pay-per-view. Congratulations, Chris Jericho, on becoming AEW's new World Heavyweight Champion.
really good. Meanwhile,
a group that kind of resembles, but actually is, or was, LAX made their debut last night in a pay-per-view as they took care of the tag team champions and two other tag team opponents. The former LAX will, of course, debut officially October 2nd when AEW debuts on TNT, October 2nd, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Friday Night SmackDown debuts on Fox the night after that. And for some reason, Vince McMahon has got an idea to make the show 3 hours. Here's how it's going to be done, and we have sort of a big-ass announcement that follows that. Apparently, what he is going to do is to appease the reason 10 o'clock news for the Fox affiliates. 8 to 10 o'clock will be on Fox. The 10 to 11 hour will go to FS1.
I still doubt this is happening.
I doubt it, too. I doubt it, too. But remember, this is Vince McMahon. Hello. Where am I here? Oh, thank you. Also, we all know it's now official. Fox and FS1 will, along with, I don't believe another network, be broadcasting XFL games. Hooray. No, there are no rumors about Colin Kaepernick joining the XFL, so keep the rumors going, kids. Yeah. What else is going on in the wide world of wrestling that I can remember? Well, that's a lot because I don't have any way of getting things. But we digress and digroom here at 11:36. Let's see. No, I'm not going to mention that. Not going to mention that. Not going to mention that. We'll give a little cheesy plug. The L2C Sports Final coming up at 12:30. We'll go through the NFL with a fine-tooth comb. From cuts to where some people think the line's going to fall. Try to keep it to an official level. Let's see what else is here. NXT going to the USA Network. Everybody knows that. That's going to remain 2 hours. That we can be assured of. Let's see what I. Boy, do I wish I had my phone with me. My apologies, folks. We're going to try to make this a 30-minute show. So, bear with. Let's see. We mentioned the AEW. What else is going on, Brian? I don't know. See if I can borrow somebody's Kindle very quickly. Oh, there we go. Steven the Universe Marathon continues on the lovely Cartoon Network. And at 6 o'clock on Labor Day Monday, it will be the new film, Steven the Universe. Everybody watch it. It is, of course, going to be comical free.
I told you to get
out. producer having a meltdown. Assistant producer having a meltdown. The only person not having a meltdown is us. Anyway. So watch Steven Universe movie 6 p.m. Eastern time, right on the Cartoon Network. You will learn a lot, and there's a lot here. Okay. In the lectern, we've got your small Okay, here we go. You were named as part of the game. Okay. Come on. worship them.
Hey there, folks. Hey there, folks. We'll get some information coming up. We beg your indulgence. Pray for us, Henry. Pray. No joke from guys. Richard Nixon, that's so crazy.
TV, which is owned by CBS,
in documents, otherwise known as private equity folks. CM Punk calling his cell phone at WWE event while Steve Austin took the show. Aww, that's sweet. Kenny Omega talked about AEW Win Washington, AEW All Out, Bruce Styles, and the early week on why they had stopped together. AEW Styles announced that he will be retiring after his WWE contract expires. For those of you who are looking at that last part, can we see a show of hands? Obviously, no one raising their hands. Let's get a recap of two rusty cancer, Tony Boom Boom Schiavone. Thank you. All right, let's go. Maybe some confusion, which is on the BM Sports Network, which is receiving 10% of the nation's new Comcast universe. Rich Boschini and Tony Schiavone, welcome us to another edition of MLW Fusion. Costa Brazil! I agree! And Kyle Burmick, they're waiting for opening your conscience. Ring announcer introduced this in Injustice. They got Frenchy, Arrow, Coco, and a large kitchen of pear tree. And guess who? Justice wins by default. Boy. Post-match, Justice sucks from the referees. And the second equal three tells all state balls tells in your screw. Commentary hypes and Jacob Bucking between the NFW Heavyweight Championship and former champion Dirty Tom Waller. Waller shown shadow boxing with his own merch backstage after the race stage. Afterwards, he passes for the game stage. Let's see. NFW announces the joint show with the Crash, Lucha Libre, and Tijuana. Let's see. If Bart speak when promotions don't think that means Warner arrested. Ooh. Commentary with the Warner Coldish vehicle your jets. But was eventually down the war chamber. Commentary asked, "Ooh, Tom Waller in the Warner Center. I think it's going to be the producer or Jay's producer, Axel Peterson."
Eric and lost, take a beating, but
official security and production people from GN Sports come in, and they're both wiped out. Our local sports, Kyle the Rocks and Rock Spot 2, Von Erichs and Kyle. Oh, massive calls! Lee, back off. And we think we learned about a montage of geography. We show the play with little clue there. Here we go back at you all out notes. See, they got notes. Let's read these notes. Oh, we have a moment inside this list. Fans may have played Cody Rhodes, stated by his full name. Cody Rhodes, WWE soon. All out in Mitch and Sean Spears, that Doc Farrell got scared about off the net. Obviously, he was too scared to find whoever was coming to let's see, Morris was speaking during the entrance, and he fell into the family under. Really? Folks don't like lightning. They don't like lightning. They don't like fireworks. So he reacted to the question when they went off. Backstage, AEW President Tony Khan was not happy about what happened. AEW Insider, and the president of Backstage pulled out to agree for the horse, waving for the horse with safety corral before Jericho's pyro. What would have happened? The pyro went off. What's still there? Cody was asked should have fired. He got spooked like that with thunder. But he's talking about he decided to go tomorrow and help out the Washington. The report continued that the AAA tag titles would not be featured in the AEW, as the upcoming AEW's 15 tournament would become a focus for the company. Instead of that, Junior and Fennec receiver the Young Bucks last week. Title, and Jackson were said to up after the match were reported. In regards to Impact Wrestling, especially the last night, to the El Gax's intentional procedure, their debut, actually the Young Bucks, Pentagon Junior, after their match, the name of the LA is expected to change for the duo in the 21 woman to. Well, Tenno did with his appearance, the King of Sport in the match. AEW's reported motions to use her more down the road, but nothing is confirmed as of now. Of course, because she also was being on Impact Wrestling, which still has no rats, unless you top two top works. By the way, first that was on our table. Oh, that's right. Cats don't have it. Ooh. Okay, let's keep on. We've got about 7 minutes. Gurr, and over. Where's that trouble, Gurr? Ah, here we go. Vampiro. A guy, and you can tell he's the last man from the Chile. Impact's. Triple. I think that the Arena's champions has Schleicher treated the original, which got Schleicher done for Lucha Libre Triple A. And Carol is showing his kind of photos that she shared on social media. Oh! Alright, he seems to be worried that two sexy photos, that's two of the TOO folks, make fans lose respect for Lucha. And Carol wrote to the newsman, I like your comments. Don't take pictures that show your butt. You're beautiful. Never. Show your strength to me. That's probably what she was doing. And continue to put you here. You put speech. Change the way you participate in our industry. Brother Fix, Rishi did the model. She looked at the leadership and responded. When she responded to the body, I see a strong reflection. section, Halloween Women, reinventing an in-depth Christmas pay-per-view. Okay. I worked on the shape of an elite actor like her father. I'm not naive. Expect for someone, especially in the vehicle, to notice that I don't have to rely on my sexuality. In fact, knockouts, any of Valkyrie, is going to test his conduct. What a stupid and ridiculous zombie. We all know he's not stupid and ridiculous. We all bust our asses. Yeah, look our best. Look our best. We're not supposed to pick him out. But it's nice to have him. Our buddies are fine. If us, we do not. There's only one thing I got to say. Your prerogative, system, but remember, fashionable little kids, go on your toilet. Okay. We got 4 minutes. 4 minutes, man. Let's do this for 4 minutes. We're going to David McLean here. The original horror wrestling promotion leader, founder of the Women of Wrestling promotion, recently took time to answer some questions on media talk that wrestling machine was a part of. Correspondent from the Dick McLean's brain about weed sets well apart from some of the other competition in the industry. Let's brief. In terms of differences, much production wise, the clear difference between the audience and the spectators that are coming to the wild event. Maybe it's more because I'm in the forest, I've seen it, so it's gradual. But it's pretty noticeable on this upcoming season that starts on the 6th of September. There's a lot more women coming out then. There's a lot more kids coming out. And the first two rounds of May were both kids at the last event. That's what has happened in wrestling. Not kids. Wow. Let's see. Thoughts for some of the other promotions, they go to their events or if they get a good seat, one of their pay per views, male driven audience. And while you see a fully driven audience, we've got kids, and that's when I got interested in wrestling. When I was a kid, and I saw that black in the house. So, you can notice that on screen, that turns of the performances and the talent. In other words,
which one turns off the light?
Neither.
The lights are on.
Neither. You're okay. Okay, Chewbacca. If they aren't, anyway, I don't know how many minutes. So let me just say this: 2 minutes. Say goodbyes. Very simple. Thank you for tuning in. We will be back to a time slot. Next week and for the foreseeable future. And don't forget to watch it. We'll always be every second on TNT. It should be fun. There is no fit yet as what we want. But we do understand that Tomas, Tony Schiavone, and Trey will be your commentators. Wrong. Okay. That's it. So, I think that's it. Thank you to the social media for allowing us to get a single look by giving all the information and let me do this and I'm saying. Okay. So, have a great day. It's Saturday night. And I'll see you next on.
Right.
You done?
Well, hold on. I'm trying to bring up my things like.